I love Julianne's character because she's completely uncensored and unfiltered. It's almost like, if you remove that element of her that parades her desperation and shame in a public fashion, it's almost like cutting Samson's hair. And in fact, when she gets pure, that's her downfall. When she finally is cast in that role that she was desperate for, she does lose her power and is actually murdered. I love Mia Wasikowska's character because she's the opposite. Everything is repressed with Mia. And I love the fact that she wears her scars outwardly, whereas Havana Sagrand, Julianne's character, wears them on the inside so they're not visible. I love John Cusack's character because he's so cynical and yet so giving the appearance of sanity. Evan Bird's character, the little boy, I love because of his transformation from being a horrific, narcissistic, sadistic young man to someone that essentially makes this agreement with his sister to travel to the other side, essentially, figuratively and literally. So I'm very, I think you have to love all of your characters to be attached to them, no matter how monstrous they are. So in terms of fun, it was fun to write Julianne's character because, as I said, I didn't have to regard it in any way. She was like a raw nerve, and that's always fun for a writer to explore. But I found a great pathos in Olivia Williams' character and Sarah Gadon, even though she's in the film just a few times. Her viciousness and ghostliness and woundedness. I think you wind up loving all your characters. Rob, I used to drive a limousine, and he in some ways was me as a younger man. But before he was able to stumble, he's still filled with hope. So I think you just have to love all the characters to a degree. Some are just more fun to write than others.